Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi asserts 1963 agreement between China and Pakistan regarding Shaksgam Valley in Jammu and Kashmir is illegal. Says India does not approve of any activities in the valley. India and France emphasize on closer cooperation to strengthen global security. UK lawmakers raise concerns over ban on key political parties in Bangladesh ahead of parliamentary polls in February. Major delivery aggregators agree to remove 10-minute delivery deadline after government's intervention. Supreme Court says dog feeders will be held accountable for dog bite incidents. Nearly 2,000 people feared dead in Iran after crackdown on anti-government protests. And Festival of Harvest Lohri being celebrated with traditional bonfire rituals across North India. And now the news in detail. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi today asserted that the 1963 agreement between China and Pakistan regarding the Shaksgam Valley in Jammu and Kashmir is illegal. Reiterating New Delhi's stance on the valley, the Army Chief said India does not approve of any activities in the Shaksgam Valley. General Dwivedi said this while replying to a media query on Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson's comment on Shaksgam Valley. The Army Chief was addressing a press conference in New Delhi.
India considers 1963 agreement between Pakistan and China as illegal. Therefore, any activity in Shaksgam Valley is concerned, we do not approve of it. And in this terms, MEA has already issued this statement. Therefore, the joint statement which has been issued in China, what I understand about the CPEC 2.0, we do not accept it and we consider that it is an illegal action which is being carried out by the two nations.
The Army Chief said the situation along the line of actual control or LAC with China has been stable, but it needs constant vigil. On Operation Sindoor, General Dwivedi said it was the best example of tri-services synergy with full freedom to act and respond. He said the operation remains ongoing and any misadventure by the adversary will be dealt with effectively. General Dwivedi said since 10th of May, the situation along the Western Front and Jammu and Kashmir remains sensitive but firmly under control. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India approaches its BRICS chairship with a humanity-first and a people-centric approach. The minister was speaking at the launch of logo, theme and website for the BRICS summit in New Delhi today.
India approaches its chairship with a humanity-first and a people-centric approach. Inspired by the guidance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, our chairship theme, Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability, reflects our belief that cooperation among BRICS members can help address shared challenges in a balanced and in an inclusive manner.
India and France have emphasized the importance of closer cooperation to address challenges in the global security environment with the aim of advancing peace and stability. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Emmanuel Byrne, their diplomatic advisor to the French president, today co-chaired the 38th India-France Strategic Dialogue in New Delhi. During the dialogue, both sides reiterated their commitment to the strategic partnership. The two sides reviewed preparations for the forthcoming visit of French President Emmanuel Macron to India. Mr. Byrne also called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi and met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Diplomatic advisor to French President Emmanuel Macron, Emmanuel Byrne, today called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he reaffirmed the strong and trusted India-France strategic partnership marked by close cooperation across multiple domains. The Prime Minister said it is encouraging to see the collaboration expanding into innovation, technology and education, especially as it marks the India-France Year of Innovation. Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to welcome French President Emmanuel Macron to India soon. Four United Kingdom parliamentarians have expressed serious concerns over the ban on widely supported political parties under the Muhammad Yunus-led interim government in Bangladesh ahead of the general election scheduled to be held next month. In a joint statement, the four British lawmakers have called for general election in Bangladesh to be inclusive, saying no vote can be considered as democratic without the participation of all major political parties. The four members of the UK's House of Commons are Bob Blackman, Jim Shannon, Jess Atwal and Chris Law. The parliamentarian said that Bangladesh stands at a crossroad ahead of the first national election on 12th of February since the formation of the interim government in 2024, following the ouster of the Sheikh Hasina-led Awami League government after the student-led protests. In Iran, thousands of people are feared dead after a crackdown on anti-government protests. Quoting an Iranian security official, a news agency reported that the death toll could be nearly 2,000. Communications restrictions, including an internet blackout over recent days by the authorities, have hampered the flow of information. The state media reported that the Iranian prosecutors have filed the first charges against demonstrators detained during the unrest gripping the country. The protests, sparked by dire economic conditions, has been the biggest internal challenge to Iranian authorities for at least 3 years and comes amid intensifying international pressure after Israeli and US strikes last year. Iranian authorities have accused the US and Israel of fomenting unrest. They allege that terrorists have hijacked the protests. Meanwhile, United States President Donald Trump today appealed the demonstrators in Iran to keep the agitation going and said that help is on its way. In a social media post, Mr. Trump also urged the protesters in Iran to take over institutions and said that their killers and abusers will pay a big price. President Trump, on his social media platform, also announced that countries continuing to do business with Iran will face a 25% tariff on their trade with the United States. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Home Minister Amit Shah today called upon the youth to look beyond academic degrees and dedicate themselves to the mission of building a Viksit Bharat by 2047. The minister was addressing the 15th convocation of Charusat University at Anand in Gujarat. Earlier in the day, the minister laid the foundation stone for the BSL-4 laboratory at Pethapur in Gandhinagar. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said, India has witnessed unprecedented growth in the biotechnology sector, creating vast opportunities for the country.
Today on the land of Gujarat, we are beginning a new era in the development of India's health security, biosafety and biosector. The foundation stone being laid today for the BSL-4 biocontainment facility at the Gujarat Biotechnology Research Center will, in days to come, emerge as a protective shield for the entire nation in the field of healthcare. I'm confident of this.
The minister also launched various development works worth over 267 crore rupees at his native town, Mandsa, in Gandhinagar. Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw today announced that 9 new Amrit Bharat Express trains will be flagged off soon. In a series of social media posts, Mr. Vaishnaw also shared the routes of the trains. These trains are Kamakhya Rohtak, Dibrugarh Gomti Nagar, New Jalpaiguri Tiruchirappalli, New Jalpaiguri Nager Koil, Alipurdwar SMVT Bengaluru, Alipurdwar Panvel, Santragachi Tambaram, Havra Anand Vihar Terminal and Sialda Banaras Amrit Bharat Express. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs and Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju has criticised the opposition parties for allegedly misleading the public on the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act, saying people will soon realise its benefits, which are expected to transform employment and development in rural India. The minister was addressing a press conference at Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh.
For a developed India, the G. Ramji Bill has introduced significant improvements. First of all, the earlier provision of 100 days have been extended to 125 days. Second, in case of any delay, a penalty has been imposed, ensuring real accountability. Similarly, the bill leaves no room for loopholes that could allow misuse of funds or corruption through improper practices.
Major delivery aggregators have agreed to remove 10-minute delivery service deadline following the government's intervention. Government sources said a meeting with leading platforms including Blinkit, Zepto, Zomato and Swiggy was held to address concerns related to delivery timelines. The move is aimed at ensuring greater safety, security and improved working conditions for gig workers. Sources added that following the meeting, e-commerce platform Blinkit has already acted on the directive and removed the 10-minute delivery promise from its branding. The Confederation of All India Traders, National General Secretary Praveen Khandelwal described the decision as far-sighted. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said that the Indian creative economy is poised to play a larger and significant role in the country's GDP in the coming years. Addressing an event inspiring innovators in New Delhi today, Dr. Murugan expressed happiness that post-production of Hollywood movies are taking place in India, creating new employment opportunities. In his address, Secretary in the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Sanjay Jaju, said, innovation and creativity are shaping the identity of New India. The Supreme Court today said it will ask states to pay a heavy compensation for dog bite incidents and hold the dog feeders accountable. The top court flagged its concern over the lack of implementation of norms on stray animals for the past 5 years. The apex court said dog feeders will all be also held responsible and accountable for dog bite incidents. During the hearing, the court questioned the conduct of people and organizations feeding stray dogs in public places, asking whether whether compassion is limited to animals and not extended to humans. The top court was hearing several petitions seeking modification of its November last year's order, directing the authorities to remove these stray animals from the institutional areas and roads. In Maharashtra, campaigning for elections to 29 municipal corporations across the state ended today. Focus of political parties is firmly on Mumbai, where the BJP-led Mahayuti is seeking to wrest control of the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation amid a challenge from a united Thackeray front. Festival of Harvest Lohri is being celebrated with traditional bonfire rituals across North India today. The festival is being celebrated with enthusiasm in Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh and the surrounding regions. This festival is associated with the joy of ripened crops as the sun begins its journey to the northern hemisphere. On the occasion, people are lighting bonfires, singing traditional songs and sharing moments of happiness with family and friends. We have more from our Jalandhar correspondent.
People are sitting around bonfires and putting in groundnuts and revdis in it after praying for the prosperity of humanity. The songs sung in the memory of Dulla Bhatti present a picture of the rich Punjabi folklore. This festival signifies a new beginning for newlyweds and new bonds. Special programs are also being held at various places in the state to celebrate Tiyan Di Lohri. A state-level function to celebrate the birth of daughters has been organized in Patiala. Surely, this festival, filled with warmth amidst the bitter cold in Punjab, is giving everyone an opportunity to celebrate with near and dear ones. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The President, Vice President and the Prime Minister extended greetings to the people on the occasion. And now on to sports. In Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants have set a target of 193 runs before Mumbai Indians in Navi Mumbai. Earlier put into bat, Gujarat Giants posted 192 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. India Open Badminton Tournament began in New Delhi today. In men's singles, Lakshya Sen entered the second round, defeating his compatriot Ayush Shetty. In men's doubles, the pair of M.R. Arjun and Hariharan Amsa Karunan advanced to the second round. In women's doubles, the pair of Gayatri Gopichand and Trisha Jolly also progressed to the next round. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi asserts 1963 agreement between China and Pakistan regarding Shaksgam Valley in Jammu and Kashmir is illegal, says India does not approve of any activities in the valley. India and France emphasize on closer cooperation to strengthen global security. UK lawmakers raise concerns over ban on key political parties in Bangladesh ahead of parliamentary polls in February. Major delivery aggregators agree to remove 10-minute delivery deadline after government's intervention. Supreme Court says dog feeders will be held accountable for dog bite incidents. Nearly 2,000 people feared dead in Iran after crackdown on anti-government protests and Festival of Harvest Lohri being celebrated with traditional bonfire rituals across North India. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.